Let's move straight into the Melbourne Rebels conversation. Dave Vessels, the coach, joins us after a one-point loss to the Bloody Force last week. Dave, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you on. We talked about this last week, might have been, about the pesky Western Force, and they come across and they always put up a great showing against us. But watching the game and then looking at the stats, Dave, I'm still trying to work out how we lost that game.
Yeah, me too, mate. I think the really hard thing for us to swallow, I guess, is that it's the third game in a row that we've lost after the buzzer. And we could be 5 wins from 6 games with just one or two little bits of luck go differently for us at the back end of games. So, look, I mean, we know we're not far away, and we still have our destiny in our hands to make the playoffs. I think the focus is really just on how do we execute those key moments to try to finish off games.
Yeah, that was my next question about how you review it, because you're clearly playing okay. It's just there's little moments in games that aren't going your way for whatever reason. So are they the things you focus on, or is it more getting to that point?
Oh, look, I think one of the things that has been a real positive for us this season is that we have we've had a lot of our senior players. We've probably had 9 or 10 starting players in the physio room for the last couple of weeks. It's been great to give some of our younger players some exposure. And I think, maybe at times in crucial games we've just missed a little bit of experience. But the benefit of that is that, as our senior players or more experienced players are starting to come back on board now, what we've done is we've increased the sort of the depth of our squad, and hopefully going into the playoffs that really works in our favour.
Well, at the other end of that, Dave, is Matt Tamua. What is the story there? Are we going to get him re-signed?
I feel pretty confident that Matt Tamua is going to stay. He's obviously a huge part of our team, but he's great for us both on and off field. I think he's a big personality, and I think I know how much he cares about the club. So to be honest, I'd be really surprised if he goes anywhere. I'm sure there'll be a bit of poker facing from his agent and things in the next little while, but that's normal, but I know he wants to stay, and I think he has real ambitions for the Rebels, but also for the Wallabies, and trying to play a pivotal role in the World Cup in a couple of years.
Now, looking ahead to this week, it's Sunday 2 o'clock, so it's a great time for families to go along and watch you play against the Brumbies, who have beaten you so far this season. How are you going to turn it around? Because it is a big game.
Yeah, it's actually the first game that my children are coming to. They've never been to a game before, so the first thing is I just hope they don't burn the stadium down, which is a real possibility. But if we can avoid that, then playing a Sunday game is going to be awesome. And the reason we're playing the Sunday game is crazy is that we were supposed to play the Brumbies at home in round two, but obviously because of the COVID situation, we couldn't get into WA. So in order for the Western Force, to retain their home game in WA in round three, we had to move our game out of state. Now, it's ironic that the Force of the team that we kind of in a battle with for the playoff spot, So sometimes being the good guy doesn't work, and that's probably the lesson for everyone listening. Sunday afternoon is going to be great, and I think the conditions hopefully. We can play a really open game and it can be enjoyable for people to come down and watch.
Dave, I know you spoke before, and I'm going to take you back to the Force game just a couple of days ago. What a bizarre end to the game. The ball was tried to be kicked into touch by Western Force, which would have given them the win by a point, but somehow that didn't happen. And so you did make that last charge after the final whistle had gone. What's it like in the coach's box when that sort of thing is happening? How are you feeling? Are you calm? Are you yelling? What's it like? Because, I mean, that's all not quite season on the line, but, it's a massive chance in that moment to actually make something special happen.
Yeah, the crazy thing about that is also then we Reece Hodge tried to kick a drop goal as the last play of the game, and he got charged down, and unfortunately done an MCL on the back of that for he's out for 12 weeks, there'd also be a lot of people looking at that saying, maybe we get a penalty out of that right in front of the poles, and we can kick it over and win the game. So, I'm 38. I probably feel about 58. and that game didn't make me feel any younger, I could tell you. So, I think probably also having coached for a while, I think you never get too up and you never get too down. You know, you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never quite as bad as you probably think you are. And I know that, you know, if we're doing one or two little things differently in games, we're turning those very narrow losses into wins, and suddenly we're 5 from 6, and you know, our season looks very different, with not a lot different to what we're doing on the field. So the real key is to try to highlight and isolate those little things and get better at that without thinking that you have to change absolutely everything, you know. And I think, to be honest, the team has quite a lot of confidence this week, to be honest. Like, they're in a good space. I think all the players can feel that we're not miles away. But obviously it's getting to showtime now, you know. We've got to perform in these next two games and get ourselves into the playoffs, and then all bets are off.
Well, it's no better team to get yourself and your mojo back against the Brumbies. Always a great challenge anywhere, anytime. And Sunday, 2 p.m. is when you can see Dave, who's going to look very young. Look 25 instead of 58 next week on the coach of the Rebels getting in action against the Brumbies. Go and see them in action at Amy Park on Sunday. Good luck to you, Dave. Appreciate your time as always.
Great stuff, guys. Thanks, Dave.
Dave Vessel is the coach of the Melbourne Rebels. And it's community round too. A lot of community clubs got involved. The Rebels are doing a kickback campaign. So every ticket you purchase to the game using your club password, so if you play for the Shepparton Bulls, your password will be Shepparton. The club will receive 50% of the revenue, and that applies to every ticket category. So if you want to get along and support your local team as well, do that and use your club password as a way to get some money for your local club in the community round. Sherelle.